The Youth's Instructor, February 1, 1853. Keep the Sabbath holy. Those who wish to be blessed and approved of the Lord in this world, and who expect to finally be saved and have right to the tree of life, must keep the Sabbath holy. They should pray daily for grace and wisdom to keep from polluting it in any way. Isaiah says, "Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain." Dear children, are you as careful as you should be in keeping the Sabbath? You have something to do besides laying aside your work and amusements on that day. If you, on that day, lay plans of what you will do when the Sabbath is past, or talk of your work, amusements, and clothes, you pollute the Sabbath. The prophet has, in another chapter, told us how to keep the Sabbath from polluting it, and nothing short of doing as he has pointed out will be keeping the Sabbath holy. He says, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath," that is, from treading it down or breaking it, "from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words." When you are speaking of your hope in God, of Jesus and of his soon coming, and of the beauties of the new earth, you are not speaking your own words. Of these things you may freely speak on the Sabbath. On 6 days you may talk of business matters and lay plans that are necessary. But the Sabbath is holy time, and all worldly thoughts must, on that day, be dismissed from the mind. The blessing of God will then rest upon you, and you will have the sweet consolations of His Spirit. And you will also have confidence when you approach the throne of grace.